What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Ringside Geeks, performed before a live studio audience. My name is Dave. Joining me this week is John.
What's going on, everybody?
And, of course, Monroe.
That's me.
Tom is otherwise occupied working third shift like a fool. Like a fool.
Nah, we still love him.
Speak for yourself. No. But I'm sure he'll be back either next week or the week after that. I think he works these in 2 week segments. But anyway. So I don't know. I got nothing. All right. Wrestling happened. We're going to talk about it. And other stuff happened. We'll talk about that too. But I guess since I'm so well prepared, we'll start with John because he's probably more prepared than I am.
I mean, you know what, man? We had a big tournament start this week, so there is a lot of New Japan to talk about. I do quickly want to give a shout-out to another company I started watching this past week. Monroe and I did both. We really enjoyed this 16-karat gold event that WXW, a small German promotion, that features guys like Walter. Lots of really cool names in that promotion, and WXW, the 16-karat gold, is actually a tournament to get a title shot. So it's similar to what New Japan's doing right now. But these shows are really good. Monroe, what did you think? I mean, one thing that I noticed that I thought was great was they had video packages. So even though they may have been speaking a different language at times, you could understand what was going on. They were translated, subtitled in English. And I also really liked the fact that they had their own talent, not just, you know, a bunch of indie guys from different companies. What did you think?
Yeah, it was very fun to watch. We got to see all three nights, only half of the third one, though. But we saw some really good matches. And there were some guys there that we did recognize, you know, Keith Lee, Matt Riddle. But there were a lot of people that I can't speak for John, that I didn't know.
Well, yeah, me too.
That I've grown to really like. So, I mean, it's a company that I wouldn't mind following based on just these few shows because they were really that entertaining. I would definitely recommend anyone, if you have the opportunity or the chance, to check out at least this show, the 16-karat gold tournament. Definitely do so. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah. Another thing, crazy good production value for a small company. You know, a lot of times independent wrestling companies miss the mark when it comes to production. Mm-hmm. These guys, you can tell they invest in it and it pays off. And it's one of the things that, when my subscription comes up to renew next month, I think I'm actually going to do it because it feels to me like they are trying their hardest to put the best product out there. And really, from a wrestling company, that's what I want. I want the company that is putting their best foot forward. And I feel like WXW does a great job of putting out the best product they can for the fans. So
this logo, definitely go check. This logo I see on Wikipedia makes it look like some kind of like just the logo alone would throw me off as to what you're saying is good production value. The logo,
like an underground. Yeah,
right.
Like, dude, it does have that vibe. It's like the 16-karat gold show was held in a very small venue. But when you watch the shows, they're just the video quality is incredible. The camera work is very, very good. The stage, the lighting, everything is very professional. I was thoroughly impressed with everything. They had great production music, everything from top to bottom. The only complaint I had was that during all the entrances, they didn't give us theme music. They had like a dubbed over theme because of copyright issues, which I understand, but it did take away from certain entrances. That's all.
Yes, it did. Big time. So,
but lots of cool stuff happened on that show. Definitely check out WXW. 16-karat gold weekend was awesome. As far as the New Japan Cup, which began last week, right around this time last week,
mm-hmm.
Boy, there were some great matchups in the first round, and there were some big-time surprises. We are getting into the semifinals. The semifinals begin tomorrow. However, in the first round, there were some great matchups, including Tomohiro Ishii and Michael Elgin being just as good as I thought it would be, if not better. Monroe, I know that there was a little bit of controversy over Elgin winning, but after seeing this match, I mean, I don't understand how anyone could suggest that he didn't earn that victory. I mean, that match was awesome, was it not?
Yeah, the match was, it's definitely my favorite so far in the tournament, and it was really amazing. I mean, it's not surprising. Elgin is very talented, and Ishii is my guy, so yeah, that match is definitely a must-see.
Yeah, there was a spot in that match where I thought Ishii just broke his neck, or it was a really bad spot. Top rope powerbomb that just went very wrong. And thankfully, Ishii's okay. Elgin did, however, advance to the next round, and he would face Juice Robinson, who beat Yujiro Takahashi in a match that I was not expecting a lot out of, but I actually enjoyed. Hiroshi Tanahashi beat Taichi, and Taichi had another great performance. A guy I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing in the G1. Taichi has been very impressive to me, and I hope he gets a big break as a singles star. He's a great heel. Fale beat Lance Archer. I don't think there was really any question there. Kota Ibushi beat Yoshihashi in a match that a lot of people are saying is their favorite from this tournament thus far. I wouldn't say it was mine. Again, I'm with Monroe. Elgin and Ishii was my favorite, but Yoshihashi definitely had a great match here and really showed that he is a great professional wrestler. But for me personally, I haven't really connected with him yet. Where do you stand on Yoshihashi, Monroe?
Well, I always thought that he was a silent talent. I'm not one of those people who just like, oh, this guy is just the worst, because he's definitely not the worst. There is definitely worse, even in New Japan, Toriano.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
He is, like I said, he's a solid talent, and you can really depend on him to get a really good match. No surprise there. So, yeah, I mean, I do want more from him sometimes, but I don't know if he can give me more or just don't want to. But he stays at that same level every time I see him in almost every match. But like I said, you can always depend on him to have a solid match. So I don't know. I mean, my feelings haven't grown for him. They're pretty much the same.
I think for me, technically speaking, he's a great wrestler, but I haven't really been able to enjoy like a program that he's had yet. He hasn't really had that where you're telling a story along with the match. It's just kind of been like he's had these one-off matches that have been really good in tournaments. And to me, that says that he's a great wrestler, but I think he needs to be given a chance to really shine. And so maybe they'll do something with him, but he always kind of feels like he's on the outside. So who knows? Then, you know, the last night I didn't pay much attention to because, like Monroe said earlier, for me at least, whenever Toriano's on a card, I don't pay much attention to it. I kind of tune it out. He's a major turnoff for me as far as New Japan is concerned. He's like, he's the exact opposite of what I think of when I think of New Japan Pro Wrestling. So Sonata beat Chuck Taylor in his debut. I heard Chucky T did all right. He's a good guy. He's very entertaining as far as in the ring goes. He's not all there just yet, but Toriano won, beat Davey Boy Smith Jr. So then second round matches, which just got through taking place. We had Elgin versus Juice Robinson, which was a very solid match, which Juice actually won. I was not expecting that. And then Tanahashi beat Bad Luck Fale in another good match. So those two matches were definitely on par with everything else in the tournament. And then Sanada taking on Toriano. Sanada thankfully won that, so we don't have to worry about Toriano stinking up cards the rest of the way out. And then the match that I am... I gotta be honest, I'm disappointed about it. Zack Sabre Jr. defeated Kota Ibushi, who was... Dave, that was our pick to win the tournament. He is out. And Zack Sabre Jr. moves on. And I guess without going too deep into it, the reason I don't care for this is I just don't feel real strongly about the story they're telling with Zack Sabre Jr. I feel like there's a better story to be told elsewhere. Even with Juice Robinson, And I'm not really looking forward to a Juice or Zack Sabre Jr. getting a title match at Sakura Genesis, not because I don't like them, but more so because I feel like that's a filler defense for Okada. And I really want a major title defense, the first one, in my opinion, since Wrestle Kingdom, to come at Sakura Genesis. So in these semis, I'm hoping we see Tanahashi. It's Tanahashi versus Juice Robinson tomorrow morning. And then it's going to be Zack Sabre Jr. and Sonata, I believe, Sunday morning. And then the finals will be next Wednesday. If I had to guess, I'd say it's probably going to be Tanahashi and Zack Sabre Jr. in the finals. Monroe, what do you think?
I don't think it's going to be Tanahashi. I think he's going to lose. I really do. I don't know why. And I think one of the reasons is because everyone expects him to win. You know, it's like when it's John Cena, Dave. It's like, oh, well, Cena's in, then more than likely he's going to win. Especially if he's going against somebody like, shoot, I don't know, Ty Dillinger. He's like, oh, well, Cena's going to win that if it's a tournament for a title shot, you know? And so it's just like that with Tanahashi. It's like, well, Tanahashi's totally going to win this against Juice Robinson. I mean, come on. I don't think so. I think because everyone is expecting that, it's not going to happen. And Juice is going to get a win there. But that may be a bold prediction. I don't know, but we will see. I'm going to stick with Juice. He was the person that I picked to win this tournament, and I'm going to stick with that.
So you don't – what do you think of all of this going on with Zack Sabre Jr.? Because I know you and I both think very highly of Zack Sabre Jr., so I don't want my comments earlier to seem like, again, like I don't like Zack Sabre Jr. He's the best technical wrestler in the world. I just feel like he's kind of coming out of nowhere. Does it feel like that to you? And how do you feel about the push that he's getting right now?
I can understand the coming out of nowhere thing because Zack Sabre Jr. wrestles all over the place. He's everywhere. And he has a title in like all those companies. So I totally get that. He's not a mainstay or a regular in New Japan. I get that. But they are telling a pretty good story with him. I mean, he is like the only wrestler in New Japan right now that wrestles the way he wrestled. And that could be the...
What sets him apart?
Yeah, what sets him apart. I was looking for like another term. I can't think of it. Like a kill switch maybe? I don't know. Whatever. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking of Justice League when Batman had like Kryptonite and all that stuff for all the other Justice League members in case they act up. Whatever. Anyway. So I think that's the story that they're telling, and I like that story. I like Zack Sabre Jr. I understand why he beat Ibushi. I mean, that was a big deal. He needed a big win to prove that he was a threat. And Ibushi got a lot of stuff going on right now, so I get it, and I'm okay with it. I don't mind the story that Zack Sabre Jr. is that they're telling with Zack Sabre Jr. right now. So I don't see him winning the whole thing. I still got Juice winning the whole thing, which could be a stretch, but yeah.
Do you think now that we see Juice and Zack Sabre Jr. in the final?
Yes.
So you think Zack gets past Sonata and Juice gets past Tanahashi?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's going to be Tanahashi and Zack in the final. And I am hoping and praying, not really, that Tanahashi wins and goes on to face Okada at Sakura Genesis. Can see him cutting that promo where he's like, I know I have unfinished business with Suzuki, but Okada, you're not breaking my record, and I'm going to take that title. I'd really dig that. I dig that a lot more than... oh, hey, here's Zack Sabre Jr. He can do submissions, and I should believe that he can beat Okada because he can do submissions?
No, it's not even just that. Oh,
he's not going to beat Okada. He's not even there on every tour. Like, to me, that's the reason why I don't like it.
Well, I get that. I totally get that he's not there. I totally understand that. But to say, oh, he does submissions is really underselling Zack Sabre Jr. Because it's more than just, oh, he just does submissions, and you know that. He is a very smart, methodical, technical wrestler. And he's like the best at it in the world right now.
He is.
Kyle O'Reilly is nowhere to be found. So it's definitely Zack Sabre Jr. So.
Well, it's going to be interesting, folks. The New Japan Cup has gotten interesting. I don't know what way they're going to go with it now. So I guess that's a good thing, right? It's a good thing that we really don't know now who's going to win this. Because I think if Ibushi was still in it, you kind of would feel like he's the guy. However, now it's like it's still up in the air. So
yeah
it's going to be interesting. What's that?
Yeah, it could go either way. I mean, it could be Tanahashi. It could be Juice. It could be Zack Sabre Jr. Hell, it could be Sonata.
Yeah, very true. So anyways, to wrap things up, 4:30 tomorrow morning Central Time, Juice Robinson, Hiroshi Tanahashi, the final, semifinal in the top portion of the bracket. And then, yeah, Sunday is going to be Sonata versus Zack Sabre Jr. The two winners go on next Wednesday to fight for the New Japan Cup. Winner gets to choose between the IWGP Heavyweight, the Intercontinental, and the Never Open Weight Championships. And it's going to be a lot of fun, so definitely check it out.
I just want to mention one thing, too, really quickly. Fight Club Pro. I don't really know what that is.
We don't
is.
Talk about Fight Club.
It's like what
the,
now?
You don't talk about Fight Club. It's like the one rule.
Oh, what's wrong with those people?
It's a joke. The movie? Fight
You've Club. Never seen the movie?
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, my God. Okay,
I'm
sorry.
I know what it is. I know the twist.
All right.
Brad Pitt is hot, but I've never seen that movie.
All right. Then the joke goes over your head, but that's okay.
Sorry. That usually what happens. I'm not quick enough like Bautista. So, yeah, the Fight Club Pro is putting on a show April 1st. And they are,
I've
been using this term a lot recently, but another dream match for me, and that is Michael Satomura versus Pete Dunne.
Wow.
And that match is going to be amazing.
Absolutely.
I actually tweeted the company, asked them, where can I watch this? Because I have to. I wish I could. I had the means to fly to the UK to watch this personally, because I would. It's that big of a deal. So, yeah, that is awesome. I can't believe I get to see all these dream matches in 2018. It's pretty amazing. I love pro wrestling. So that's it.
Me too.
All right. Okay, cool. Sweet, sweet Christmas. That was a Luke Cage reference. All right.
Oh, I knew that one.
Okay, so moving on to the other side of wrestling, the WWE side, I'm going to do things differently and talk about the one show that did not fail, NXT. So we'll start with the last show of the week over at the NXT side. I think from top to bottom, it was an entertaining hour of wrestling. There was a lot.
It usually is.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot happened in 1 hour, in fact. You had one of the Dusty Road Classic matches, Sanity versus Sabatelli and Riddick Moss. Sanity moving on in the tournament, which is a little different. I thought they're kind of trying to give the rub to these other tag teams, but being that Sanity was a recent tag team champion, that doesn't really surprise me too much.
Right. Yeah.
What's that?
I'm okay with that booking.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a problem to me. I don't think at all. Dakota Kai versus Lacey Evans took place. Sort of. It happened. Shayna Baszler would come out. Baszler, whatever they want to call her. But Ember Moon would come out and make the save to protect, I guess, both Dakota Kai?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, yeah. So they're still building that storyline.
Whoop-de-doo.
Exactly. Another Dusty Rhodes Classic tag team match, Street Profits versus Heavy Machinery. Street Profits going over as they should. They're definitely the stronger new team in the division right now. And
that actually surprised me.
That they won?
Yeah, I was expecting Heavy Machinery.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, it seems like they've kind of lost, the Heavy Machinery has kind of lost some steam recently. But, you know, as far as Street Profits go, they're over immensely. Yes. So it'd be smart of NXT to, and they usually do, run behind that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the main event was the UK Championship match between Pete Dunne and Adam Cole.
Baby!
Thank you. some great GIFs coming out of that match I saw on Twitter this week. Just a good match all around. Of course, Undisputed Era was ringside, but I mean, you put Pete Dunne in a match with anybody that can work, it's going to be good. You put him in with somebody who works really well, like Adam Cole, like a lot of people that he's worked recently, and you're going to have a great match, and that was a great match. After the match, Strong would come out and make the save, I guess. I guess because the Undisputed Era would attack Pete Dunne. And then Strong came out.
What is happening? What is that booking?
Well, they're a tag team, apparently. Strong and Dunne.
That's weird.
It's very weird.
I don't know if I like it.
I don't either. I can tell you I don't like it. Especially after we'll talk about it, but he, you know, Roderick Strong lost to Cedric Alexander in the Cruiserweight tournament, so he's out. But Cedric Alexander punches his ticket to WrestleMania, so that's awesome.
Yes, it is. Good for him.
So he'll definitely be on the card, and it better not be in a pre-show match for the title, because that would be the dumbest decision ever, but it would not be outside the realm of thinking.
I hope not. I hope it's on the main card. Those guys deserve it. And if it's going to be Cedric and Mustafa Ali like I hope it is, they are going to kill it. And I really want them on the main roster. On the main card.
They're in a dome, right? It's not an open air stadium. Yeah, it's in a dome, WrestleMania. So yeah. I was gonna say I'd want that match to be when it's dark. But it's not it's a dome, so it'll all be dark.
It'll all be dark.
All good. All right, and then there would be a like contract deal thing at the end. Aleister Black and Andrade Almas making their takeover match official. Aleister Black all suited up, proving he can be the company guy.
Yeah, it cleans up nice.
Zelina Vega smacking Aleister Black while he's sitting cross-legged in the middle of the ring. A great picture.
Aleister Black with the zingers, though.
Yeah, some good mic work from someone you not expect to even speak. That was great.
That was great.
But Candice LeRae hitting the ring again, attacking Zelina Vega. And a monstrous pop for Candice LeRae, by the way.
People love her.
And what they're doing with her right now is fantastic. She hasn't even had a match, really. And she's just making run-ins and attacking Zelina Vega and making those two look fantastic together. Making that match be something awesome. It's going to be great. You know, whenever they decide to have that. I'd imagine maybe that'll be a takeover match.
Could be.
So, all right. So that's takeover. Or not takeover. NXT leading to takeover eventually.
Yep.
At WrestleMania. Mixed match challenge we haven't really talked much about lately, but of course the robed ones beat the Lana couple. Lana and Rusev are out. Charlotte Flair and Bobby Roode move on, as they should. But I think their next match is with Strowman and Bliss. I can't remember.
I don't know
what the bracket looks like.
Some team has to come back.
Right. I thought that was this week. I didn't see anything, though. But, yeah, there's supposed to be a second chance match.
Yeah, something like that.
I think that's the next one. But I don't think they've announced who that is yet. And, of course, as expected, Corey Graves and the whole subplot of having a romantic thing between Charlotte and Bobby Roode.
I hope that's not a thing.
We're going to start shipping wrestlers.
I mean, I do it in my private time, but we don't need to do this on
your WWE fanfic. Your WWE fanfic.
Are we really using Tumblr to write the show now?
It's because they wear robes together and they smile. Perfect couple.
In my head, it makes sense, but I'm not writing for the show. I mean, come on.
Right, and I am not about to even endorse Alexa and Braun Strowman, so stop that.
No, stop. Whoever's doing that, just stop.
Stop it. And then let's see, 205 Live. We already kind of talked about the main event, and Jack Gallagher took out a jobber for some reason.
Weird.
While Drake Maverick watched from the announce table. So I wonder if they're going to set up a Gallagher Maverick thing. Maybe those guys will work.
Maybe. Could be.
That'd be fine. Spud can wrestle, so.
Sure.
All right. Raw, SmackDown. Raw went off the air in the worst way possible. You really want to bury your really deep tag team division? You have all of them lose to one man. So, apparently, Braun Strowman's going to WrestleMania to take on the Bar for the tag team titles.
Come on. Are you serious?
Well, the main event of Raw was a tag team battle royale to find out who will take on the Bar, I believe, at WrestleMania. For the titles, because the Bar says they've beaten everybody, which is mostly true.
Yeah, pretty much.
So all these teams, what was it, Titus Worldwide, The Revival, Heath Slater and Rhino, and then the club came out to wrestle, and all of a sudden Strowman did too, he ends up defeating all of them. And Michael Cole would say, as they go off the air, no one man can challenge for the tag titles. So
that was pointless then?
Right. I don't think
they're so dumb.
But there was an earlier segment with Elias and with Braun backstage saying, you know, I'll find a way to get on the show or whatever. And do you think they'll team up Elias and Braun?
I don't know. What are they doing?
I don't know. Like, you have so much talent. How is it so hard for you to find them matches? Like, this is ridiculous.
Your tag team. I didn't know about that main event. Wow.
Your tag team division could be stacked if you booked it that way.
Exactly.
But you're not doing anything with them. I mean, you have a team like the Mizraj who works hard. Titus Worldwide is gaining steam. The Revival, I don't even need to say anything about that. Slater and Rhino were over at one point.
True.
The club, everybody knows what they can do if you let them. But you're not letting them. You're making them job.
To Braun.
Right. And then you have the Hardys, who, you know, we have the Ultimate Deletion coming next week on Raw. So that's a thing.
That's your favorite. I forgot. I forgot how much you loved it when they did it in Impact.
Oh, it was the worst thing ever. Everyone's like, you got to watch it. I think we had just started this podcast when that happened. And I watched it, and I couldn't believe what I was watching. It was the dumbest looking thing ever, but everyone's like, oh, it's innovative. Yeah. Innovative doesn't always mean good.
It was supposed to be a so bad is good type thing. That was
sure.
Supposed to be.
I love good bad movies, you know.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. But man, I've also seen the House of Horrors match, and that was a bad, bad wrestling match.
Yeah. Not a good bad, a bad.
Right. Wasn't an empty arena Rock versus Mankind, you know, dumb idea that turned out to be kind of cool.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Anyway.
So they're doing the Ultimate Deletion Monday, right?
This week, yeah.
So what are they going to do?
What's Matt Hardy going to do at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Who knows? They don't know. It's going to be Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt against the Bar.
What?
That's my guess. We're just throwing
who's
people.
Who's going to win? Braun.
Braun, right. former Wyatt don't family member. Ideas. Former Wyatt family member comes up through the middle of the ring and wins.
Dude, he is! I forgot he was with the Wyatt family.
That's right.
I totally forgot. Holy crap. That's true. Wow.
Who knew he could speak so well?
I totally forgot he was with them. Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. I did. It's crazy. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know why they're having that Monday. That's something. Well, should they really have something like that at WrestleMania?
No. You got to be in the ring. Yeah, all your matches have to be there for a $700 ticket or whatever they're charging.
They should have a gimmick match at WrestleMania.
Well, that wasn't the gimmick match last WrestleMania, the stupid like insects on the ring.
Not anything like that.
But that was like, that was WrestleMania, right? Him and Randy?
Yeah. Was it?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, when they show those packages at the live shows, that was part of it. So yeah, that was it.
They should have just like a hardcore or extreme rules,
whatever.
You know?
Get Raven involved.
Just a gimmick match. We don't want to see a Bray Wyatt, straight Bray Wyatt, Matt Hardy match. We've seen that.
Hundreds
of
times.
And we see how it's not that entertaining. So they should have a gimmick.
Right.
Not a stupid gimmick, just a regular one, you know?
Let broken Matt Hardy push out a shopping cart full of weapons and we'll do this old school.
Yeah. It's not that difficult to do. If you're going to do this House of Horror, I mean, Ultimate Deletion thing yeah. Monday, then just let them go at it at WrestleMania in the pre-show.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt they're going to solve anything during this Ultimate Deletion. I mean, if you're going to do it, I'm sure Matt Hardy's going over. It's at
It's already filmed, so we're just going to be watching a video. It's not like they're going to be...
Just like TNA. Just throw that crap on WWE.com and let's move on. Like, I mean, you've relegated something entertaining like the Fashion Police to a website. Might as well just put this stupid match on there.
I don't know what they're doing there, and I don't know what to say about the tag team division.
Yeah, I don't know. The show opened, however, with, I would say, the third straight good Roman Reigns promo. The man's doing good work, and I have a feeling it's because they're letting him just speak. They're telling him, you know, go out there and rip on how Brock is a part-timer, and that'll pull at everybody's heartstrings. Because yeah. We all agree. But this time, he took a shot at Vince, because we were promised we were going to get an encounter between Roman and Brock, and then Kurt came out and said, Brock's not going to be here. And then Roman let loose on this tirade and said, you know, he walked past Vince at Gorilla, and never once did Vince say, Brock's not here. So he brought Vince into the storyline. So, wonder how that's going to play into WrestleMania. As far as, are we going to have, like, is this to push Roman as the true babyface here? Or is it going to be, like, a twist where he turns, kind of like Rock did at Survivor Series in 98? Where he went turning. Full corporate Rock. Roman's going to turn. Yeah, I doubt it.
I don't see it. This is all to get him over. You know, yeah. This is what people are saying on the internet. So you should say it too. Maybe then they'll cheer for you.
Maybe now they'll like you. Yeah, right. What else? Oh, more progress in the Sasha Bailey thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Where she was there, she kind of helped her and then left. So that Sasha could get beat up by Absolution. It's whatever. I mean, I'm really getting tired of seeing Bayley and Sasha fight Absolution. Because it's every week now. And it's going nowhere. But the side thing is at least starting to develop.
Slowly. Yeah, I just don't want it to end at WrestleMania. I think it's too soon.
Well, I mean, what if it continued through WrestleMania?
Nah.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Miz TV with Finn Balor and Seth Rollins. So
Finn looks good in blue.
Everybody is digging Finn's abs all over the internet these days. I guess some live shows, Seth and Finn are working as a team together a lot, and I guess Roman was with them at one point too. But
weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, John Cena cut a promo. Probably one of the only guys to cut a scathing promo against The Undertaker. He took Undertaker to task and said the only reason that match isn't happening at WrestleMania is because of The Undertaker. So, to be honest, if you're looking at this from the, you know, just from a just general standpoint, John lost twice to get away onto WrestleMania, right? He mm-hmm. Elimination Chamber, Fastlane main event.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't make it. So now he gets on the microphone on Monday Night Raw and calls out the dead man, saying it's your fault this match won't happen and now you can't have a match at WrestleMania. So what? You're crying on air and blaming it on Undertaker because you don't have a match? Like, what's happening here? Like, seriously, what are you writing?
More weird looking. Yeah, I don't know what that's about. That's weird. So why come out? I don't know. Whatever. Try to understand. Just let it happen.
Like, the whole build for him at Fastlane was, this is my last chance to get out of WrestleMania. This is my last chance. Oh, apparently not. Here's 15 minutes on Monday Night Raw. Go ahead. Get yourself booked.
I don't know. It's just, that's weird.
And Bleacher Report gave that promo an A+.
Well, there you go. If they gave it an A+, then...
Oh, it must be good. Must have been good. Charlie Caruso tried to interview Asuka, but was interviewed by Mickey and Alexa. And so that didn't happen. But then a match between Mickey and Asuka happened, and those two got chemistry.
Yeah.
That was fun. I can watch that match over and over. Well, I mean, they fought before TakeOver Toronto, so.
Which was still really good. That match was really good at yes. TakeOver.
Yes. That was her first match back, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. That was a good match. And then you had Nia Jax in a squash match with a no-namer, or a jobber, I should say. I don't want to say no-namer. That's not nice.
Who's 17, from what I read.
Yeah, that's the second time they had like a teenager. I don't remember the last one. Might have been Nia Jax too.
May have been.
So yeah, the match ended quickly, and then there was a segment backstage where they started building towards the match we all knew what was happening, and that's Alexa versus Nia at WrestleMania for the title. Because clearly Nia has done a lot to earn that match over the past several months.
I mean, she beat possibly two 17-year-olds, so...
Right. Like, say what you want, you know, and I know you will if I let you, about the booking of Alexa, and we get it. But the booking of Nia in a title match makes about as much sense as if you gave Ronda Rousey a title match at this point. Like, what?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
What did she do to earn this match other than put Asuka through the barrier?
That's it. I guess that's all.
She lost every time to Asuka. And granted, okay, we get it. Asuka's challenging Charlotte, and that's fine. That's what we want anyway.
Right.
And so that leaves a void in the Raw title match for WrestleMania. But there's got to be something better you can do than this feud thrown together in 3 weeks. Granted, I'm sure it would have had a bigger feud build if Enzo was still around to play foil to her, like, I don't know, boyfriend, I guess, is what they were going for.
So that's still dumb, though. You know, it's just, don't sell me on Nia as a monster for, I don't know what, a year? And then all of a sudden, she's crying all the time.
Yes, right. Because her friend picked on her.
What?
Granted, also, not the best way to use Alexa as a heel, to talk about her weight and... Like, I get that's what bad guys do, you know, bullies do, I get that, but I thought, don't you have this anti-bullying campaign?
I don't.
What are you teaching? What are you teaching your kid audience that you love so much?
First, Mickey is old, now we're picking on Nia for her weight. What are we doing? What is this?
Right.
What is this crap? That is crap.
It's bad writing.
Alexa's better than that. The other women are better than that. The fans are better than that. We deserve better. I mean, come on.
Right, because you're... I mean, if you look at it, these promos and stuff are meant to get the crowd involved, too. And so you get these chants and these weird things that come out of things like Jericho says, or The Rock would say. You get these things, you know? You know, Rock makes fun of Michael Cole one day, and somebody next week they're chanting something that he called Michael Cole, right? I mean, that's what happens. If people are enjoying what they're seeing with Alexa here, they're going to be picking on people for being fat. That's going to follow Nia. So is that all people are going to see? Is we're going to call her fat now? We're going to chant Nia's fat? We're going to make fun of her weight? Like, I don't know.
I don't get it.
I had that problem too when they did that with Kevin Owens, but it was the announce crew. Like Cole was calling him fat or something at the time. It was like when he first got called up. Like, what are you doing? You're undercutting the character that they've created.
Right. I don't know. I don't like it. And I don't like when she makes fun of Asuka and her English and all that. It's like,
right.
You know, who is writing this? Like, come on. That's really the only thing you can think of. Yeah. And your creative writing? Seriously?
Right.
Come on, man.
And I don't know about you, but I can see that backstage, like, all right, Alexa or Mickey or whoever goes up to the writer and says, these are the bullet points you got to hit. And, you know, that's on there. Talk about her weight. Like, really?
That's all you got.
I don't know. That heels, you guys are all better than that.
It's weird. And it's hard for me to take. Not just because of Alexa's booking, but because of this writing and the way this feud is going, it's really hard for me to take any of this seriously.
Sure.
And it's really hard for me to care.
Sure, that makes
sense. And I'm not blaming the wrestlers. It's not their fault as far as their writing and booking go. That's not their fault.
Right.
And it's so dumb that they have to go through this. But you want to sit here and tell me that you care so much. I'm speaking across the board, but right now specifically about women's wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
You want to sit here and you want to drive down my throat that everything is so historic and history making, first time ever. You care so much. Look at us. We're main eventing. Look at us. But then you do stuff like this and it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Really? Age? Weight? Really?
Language?
Language? Come on, man. Language? I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't get it. They deserve better than that, and so do we.
Help me out here, because I don't know the history of this person so well, other than the Attitude Era. What was... Okay, so they also announced that there would be a Fabulous Moolah Battle Royale at WrestleMania to kind of coincide with the male version, which is the Andre the Giant. And there was just a huge internet upcry from fans about the being called the Fabulous Moolah Battle Royale, so much so that the fans went to... They tattled to a sponsor. And now Snickers said, hey, you gotta fix this, or we can't sell candy bars.
Did they really do that? They went to Snickers? I didn't know how it happened.
Yeah, fans went to Snickers and said, hey, you know what they're doing here? And I guarantee Snickers are like, who the hell is Fabulous Moolah? And why do we care? And right? And then the fans are like, well, this is what happened. I don't even know what happened. What's the deal with Fabulous Moolah? Why is this such a bad thing?
Well...
And I'm showing my ignorance here. I don't know everything, guys.
She was supposed to have... been a terrible person back in the day. Oh, okay. Like she was like over a school or something like that, and she was apparently pimping out the girls that were in the school. Wow. For money and for booking and stuff like that. And she did something with one of the black wrestlers that she had back then too, that they were like, she pimped her out, drugged her out. And I don't know how true any of this is, mm-hmm. but I mean, that's what she's mainly known for, being a kind of a pimp and kind of really terrible person back then to the women around her and to the people she worked with and all of the above. So that's why.
Oh yeah.
And I get it. I get the outrage. I mean, we don't want anyone who basically ran a prostitution ring outside of a wrestling company to represent something like a battle royal at WrestleMania. I totally get that. And I understand the outrage, and it's totally deserving. But I feel like it's misplaced. A lot of it is misplaced. I feel like when you have stuff like what we just talked about on Monday Night Raw, and we have Brock, I don't know if it's kayfabe or not showing up or barely even there with the title. Maybe you should put that rage towards something like that. And then later on, when you have free time, you can rage about changing the name of this tournament. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, it's deservingly so. Moolah was, if all that's true, she was a shitty person. She shouldn't be recognized for that. I get it. But I feel like priorities here, you should be mad at what they're doing with the product as a whole, too, not just the name of this
right.
Battle Royale. The fact that we're having the Battle Royale, you should be mad at also.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're not saying
not
one...
Not just the name of it. But
right.
And like I said, it's still deserving that...
Oh, absolutely.
Whatever,
yeah, yeah.
You know, you're but not saying... I feel like, you know, we should outrage about more stuff when we're getting stuff to change like that.
Right.
That easily? Well, it wasn't that easy, but it seemed like it was easy, you know?
Well, since Monday...
outrage about other stuff.
Since Monday, 10,000 signatures on an online petition to get her name removed. It's Thursday.
Why can't we do that for Brock? Can we do a petition to let Brock drop the title like 6 months ago?
Right, yeah.
I mean, hello? But yeah, that's the whole Moolah thing. She was kind of a pimp. And...
Yeah, I'm reading about it now and I'm seeing it. Yeah, not only that, she drugged her wrestlers and, yeah, pimped them out to male promoters who would, you know... either rape or use them for sex.
So, I mean, like I said, if that stuff is true.
Yeah, allegedly, of course, yes.
That's pretty bad. And
yeah, that's real
she
bad.
She doesn't deserve that.
Yeah. Yeah, that name, let's just call it the filler Battle Royale. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be named after anybody, does it? Just say it's a Battle Royal.
Which they're calling it the WrestleMania Battle Royal, apparently. The Women's WrestleMania Battle Royal.
Should have done that in the beginning. That's
yep.
all I'm saying. Not everything has to be after a wrestler.
Right. When it makes sense, sure, go for it. Like Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah, that was his thing, so that's fine. I get it, you know?
Yeah,
exactly.
He was heavily involved in NXT. You want to honor him after he passed? Do it. Go for it.
Makes sense.
Yeah. All right. SmackDown. AJ Styles kicked off the show, just starting the hype for my main event of WrestleMania. AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Probably will not go on last, but that's okay for me, because maybe I'll just turn it off at that point. We'll see. We'll see what ends up being the main event. If it's John Cena and The Undertaker, click. Don't need to see it. Let's see. Bludgeon Brothers. Weird but interesting style of booking here. Because of the way the Bludgeon Brothers got just straight up attacked, the New Day and the Usos at Fastlane, there was really only a couple people left standing. So the booking decision was to put Jimmy Uso with Big E to take on the Bludgeon Brothers. I like that idea.
Mm.
I think that's a cool idea. They would end up getting whooped from bell to bell by the Bludgeon Brothers, which is fine. That's what you're doing with the Bludgeon Brothers. That's cool. You know, do your thing. But it was a good idea. I liked that idea, having those guys have to work together. Being such vicious rivals, the Usos and the New Day.
Yeah.
It's a cool idea. I thought that was pretty cool. Asuka showed up on SmackDown 1 week too late for me, because I could have been there. Just starting that build for Charlotte. Not the segment wasn't great. They really need to get off the respect train and just start fighting. I'm not into, you know, we respect each other with this. I want them seething hatred to see who's the best.
Right. Absolutely. This is for a title, so it should be serious.
Right.
You guys should want to kill each other.
She won the first ever Women's Royal Rumble to be here. And let's go. Let's go. Prove you're the best against Charlotte. Let's do it.
Let's do it. I'm with you on that one for sure. And stop letting Asuka talk. Just don't let her talk.
Yeah, do what you did with Undertaker and Triple H that 1 year, where they didn't say a word to each other. They just stared at each other for like 3 weeks in a row.
Just look at what happened at the pay-per-view when they just stood there. People went nuts.
Yeah, it was great. And then another moment when Charlotte's in the ring, where the segment ends when another man comes out to the ring. Like, Randy Orton came out and interrupted the stare down. Like, what's that about?
Yeah, why do they do that?
makes no sense, especially since he was coming out to do commentary, I think. Or no, he was celebrating his United States Championship victory. Way to go, buddy. Good job.
It's weird.
Then, yeah, they start building towards what we all know is going to be a triple threat at WrestleMania: Bobby Roode, Jinder Mahal, and Randy Orton for the United States Championship, because we can't have singles matches anymore. Because there's too much talent that we have no idea what to do with.
Crazy.
Naomi versus Carmella was a thing that happened. I was just more reason to talk about the battle royal, essentially, just to put that over.
Has Carmella gotten better?
She looks fantastic.
She looks fantastic.
That's all I'm gonna say. I'm gonna keep it positive.
Gotcha.
Just leave it at that.
That took me everything.
But there was a cool Naomi tweet out of it. Naomi said something like, "Well, you know what? She was more heelish. She was very heelish, I should say, about Carmella. Like, she was pulling hair and stuff like that. It was a little spark I hadn't seen in her. I don't think ever. So yes, she was a little better. I'll say that. It came off more that she was less of a runaway type scaredy cat heel and more of, I'm going to cheat to win in that match. I don't know what they're trying to do, if that was a conscious part on or a conscious move on her part or what, but I don't know. But she does look cute with that briefcase. But Naomi tweeted something out because she did pull her hair. She said, "Well, we'll have a fight one-on-one and I'll shave my head and see what you can do then." I thought that was a pretty funny tweet from Naomi. Willing to do anything to win matches. Naomi, she'll shave her head bald.
All about it. Oh, Naomi.
Yeah. The main event, the closer of the show, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens were arguing backstage in several interviews about what's going on between them and Shane McMahon screwing him over at Fastlane and stuff like that. Shane said his conduct was unbecoming of a commissioner and said he's taking a leave of absence. He told the crowd that Kevin Owens will be facing Sami Zayn at WrestleMania, thus, thankfully, getting them out of the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't enough for KO and Sammy, so they went out and wished him luck and then just beat the crap out of Shane McMahon across the entire arena before powerbombing him onto a ladder.
So, and I'm sure Shane will be back next Tuesday.
Well, not as commissioner. He's taking a leave of absence. But it's got a lot of people on the interwebs, myself included, to start speculating on where they're going to go from here. Is it going to be a triple threat or Sammy and KO friends again after this to team up together to take up Shane? I mean, they were saying things about how they could fight each other and they don't care, you know, they'll fight each other, whatever. But are they possibly building towards Sammy and KO versus Shane and Daniel Bryan?
I don't think so.
I don't either. I think that train has left the station. If he's not going to wrestle by WrestleMania, he's gone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which, hey, you know, I don't know. I don't know if All In is too soon, but we'll see. I do have...
Yeah, unfortunately, it's too soon.
I do have a hotel room booked.
All of us do. The whole crew.
Yeah, right. Just got to make sure one can fly out that weekend. Yeah, I assume it's going to be too soon for that too. But yeah, I think SummerSlam's too late. That'll be too far. Like if they're going to build something for him for SummerSlam to wrestle one last time or whatever, to keep him happy and re-sign, I think it's going to be too little too late. So I think it had to happen at WrestleMania. So Daniel Bryan is as good as gone, I believe.
Why, I haven't been following that storyline that much because I'm not really a huge fan of heel Sami Zayn. I know, I mean, he's done a great job, sure, but I like underdog Sami Zayn. I mean, that's where I fell in love with El Generico. That's why I love Sami Zayn now. Mm-hmm. And I just miss that. I really hope somehow, some way, like I said, I don't know the storyline, that at least those guys have a one-on-one match at WrestleMania, because I would love to see those two guys who, everyone knows their story. They're really close friends. Really huge wrestling nerds and grew up to actually be great wrestlers. And, that, you know, for them to have a one-on-one match at a WrestleMania would be amazing for them. And I really like to see that. So, you know, hopefully somewhere, somehow that'll happen and it'll lead to them having a one-on-one at WrestleMania. Other than that, if they end up in a tag team against Shane doing whatever, it's going to be really hard for me to care about it because whenever Shane, he's my Toriano. Whenever Shane's involved, I'm like immediately taken out. I just don't care about seeing Shane in a wrestling ring, especially if he's wrestling. If he's throwing his body around and being dumb, using tables and kendo sticks, sure. But if he's trying to wrestle a wrestling match and is not being called down the middle by AJ Styles like he had at last WrestleMania or whenever WrestleMania that was, yep, then it's hard for me to care about it.
Okay. So. I guess I don't have as big a problem with him being in there because it's for one reason. It's the spot.
I guess.
Typically.
I'm over it. We know it's coming, sure. And just like, okay. Shane's going to die. What time is it in the match? It's going to happen. We know it.
Shane's going to die. He's going to die. It's all over. His kids will be front row to watch him die.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's all I got WWE-wise. I didn't really write down much news and notes from the week, so I don't have any updates there. Sorry, guys. It's been a weird week.
Not much actually happened. We know Jeff Hardy got in trouble again.
Again, yeah. Like, dude, come on, man.
Really, Jeff, come on. We're rooting for you, and you just...
Just got cleared to return to wrestling, and ugh.
Let us down again. I don't know. I can't think of anything else. I know like a rumor came out today that it's very possible that Sasha and Bayley match won't happen at WrestleMania. And if that's the case, I'm actually really happy about that.
Hmm. What?
Because I don't want it to be wasted. Because more than likely, it would probably be on a pre-show. And I think that match should be more of a high-profile feud. And I don't want it to be wasted on a pre-show like that. So I'd rather them not be on the show at all than be on a pre-show, personally.
Hmm. Okay. So they'll probably end up in that Battle Royal then.
Yeah, which would mean they would probably... prolong their feud, which I guess is fine. I mean, what else are you gonna do, you know?
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Hardy, according to the man that knows everything, Dave Meltzer, says that backstage reports that plans were for him to return Monday for the Ultimate Deletion. It's already been reported that he was filming a role in the Ultimate Deletion ahead of the arrest. People don't know if that's going to be edited out. Really don't know what the WWE is going to do until they, you know, until the trial or whatever. Then
did they even acknowledge that he was?
WWE made a statement. Yeah, they said they're watching it very carefully, and they said they're investigating it themselves with the police.
Wow.
So, I mean, they have to after what happened with Enzo and, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
You can't play favorites anymore. Everything's public now. So, I mean, just because your Jeff Hardy t-shirts are selling like crazy, the man made a mistake that somebody else made the same mistake and got suspended for, you got to suspend him too. I don't think a DWI is going to be a firing offense. But, potentially suspension.
Well, the Usos are still there, and I think one of them got DUI or something, so,
The one not married to Naomi. I never remember which one it is.
I don't remember either. I think Jimmy is married to Naomi, so Jay.
Jay, yeah. I think he's married, though, but anyway, yeah.
He is married, yeah.
Yeah, he's got kids. I know he's got kids.
He got kids.
Right. He needs this job. I'm just going to put out this call to action to the world. Where is Billy Kay and Peyton Royce?
Anyone? Good question.
Because I want them on my NXT TV more often. And they don't appear to be anywhere.
It's weird. It feels like Peyton Royce was just fighting for the title not that long ago.
Like almost two takeovers in a row.
And they're nowhere to be found. And those girls are over. People love them. They're nowhere to be found.
Right. Not only are they, they're not the best, but they were not only getting better, they're good. So it's like, let them keep getting better.
Yep. They are nowhere to be found. I don't get it.
I don't know either. It's annoying. All right, I think that's going to do it for this week's show. at least we're getting Candice LeRae. Let's just put it that. Candice LeRae and Zelina Vega are holding down the women's division without being in a women's match.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Pretty much.
But soon. It's a shame. Soon it'll happen. All right, that's going to be our show this week. We'll be back next week talking more about the outcome of the New Japan Cup. It should be all over by then, right?
Yes, it will.
Okay.
Yeah. It's over next Wednesday morning, so yeah.
I think we're going to spend a little time talking about everything that happens outside of the E for WrestleMania weekend. So we'll preview all the stuff that goes on throughout the weekend there that, indie fans and other wrestling fans might want to go to aside from the Hall of Fame or WrestleMania, because we know you're going to watch TakeOver, because, I mean, why wouldn't you? But anyway, there's other stuff that goes on WrestleMania weekend that's not WWE related. That's also usually very good. Last year it was the Hardys and the Young Bucks tearing the house down one last time before they would go and fight in a ladder match the next day.
Yeah, no, there is a lot this coming WrestleMania weekend for sure.
So we'll start digging into that, just letting you guys know what's going on, anything that we might know, and that kind of thing. So. Hopefully, we will be in attendance. I think it's almost guaranteed for the All In podcast thing. What is it called?
It's called StarCast is the StarCast convention.
Yeah.
And, All In is the show.
So, yeah. Hopefully, we'll be in attendance there. Maybe we'll get, sound bites or something. Video. Photos. Who knows? It's very far away yet. But I feel like it should be here tomorrow because I need a vacation.
Yeah, likewise.
So, Matt, John, if people want to find you on social media, this headline had the name Matt Hardy in it, and I'm like, looking right at it. Matt Hardy, you're here with us now. Tell us your social media stuff.
I am on Instagram and Twitter at xjohnneve.
Perfect. Monroe?
I am on Twitter at @EofTheS_ENT. And YouTube at Eye of the Storm Entertainment.
Also perfect. If you would be so kind as to check us out. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all that stuff, Ringside Geeks. Very easy, very simple to find. Also, support the show by going to head out to a Wizard World near you. They're coming. They'll be there. Portland is up next, and I believe Cleveland after that? I should have these things ready. Right in front of
Shame.
Me.
Shame. Shame on you.
Portland is up next, April 13th, 14th, and 15th. And then after that is Philly. Philly's the next big one. Philly's a huge one. It's 4 days. So here's what you can do to support us. Go to wizardworld.com, buy some general admission tickets, 1 day, 3 day passes, whatever you're going to do. Use the code ATOMIC, A-T-O-M-I-C, and the number 20, ATOMIC 20, to get 20% off your tickets. That's a good savings right there.
Yes, it is.
So you do that, you support us, you save some money, you're going to go and you're going to see some cool people. They typically usually have wrestlers there. I don't know about right now because of WrestleMania. It might be harder for schedules that way. They usually have WWE people at their events. So probably after WrestleMania season, you'll start seeing them at the cons more often than they are right now. But I met Becky Lynch at one. I got to see Alexa Bliss, Roman Reigns, all kinds of cool stuff. The Hardy Boys, always cool to see wrestlers at a convention. They're fairly accessible and almost always happy to be there. So I say almost because Kevin Owens didn't show up, man. He probably hated Americans because he's Canadian. No. So Atomic 20 at checkout, RizzoWorld.com. Do it. Do the thing. So do that. All right. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. Hopefully all four of us. If not, it'll just be us three again. And you'll be just fine with that too.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Yep. Thanks for listening. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.